Hi, I'm DJ, and this is Hammock Talks with DJ. Let's talk about self-love, shall we? And if you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see that I'm wearing glasses. My eyes were kind of burning today. I did a hair mask. Anyway, hair mask got in my eye. Long story short, my eyes are burning as fuck right now. Yeah. So, but anyway, I really want to talk about self-love as our first episode, because it really all revolves around that very fact of self-love, of if you have it or you don't. I'm not quite sure yet if you can really build on self-love, like if it's something measurable, right? If you somebody has little self-love or a lot of self-love, or if you just have it or you don't. It's definitely something that you can gain. I mean, I haven't been like this my whole life, right? There was many, many years of my life that I really feel like I didn't have self-love and I didn't put myself first. But I do believe it's something that you can obtain. So I guess in a way you can build on self-love. You know, it's unconditional self-love. So our main responsibility is to take care of ourselves. That's 100%. Our main responsibility on this earth is to take care of yourselves, is to make sure that we are good 100% of the time. Now, unrealistic, right? No one is good 100% of the time. But we can try, and we can use tools that really layer in a lot of just resources for you to use when you are feeling down, because it is such a big journey that it's not a big journey, I mean your life, right? Let's say that you live until you're about 85, 90, and you're, you know, that's a lot of years. Self-love is something that you need to work on throughout those years, throughout your life. You know, when you really do things for yourself with an act of self-love that builds on your self-love, right? That builds on the relationship that you have with yourself. Just like when you have a relationship with someone else, right? When you're in a healthy relationship, you do things for your partner to make them smile a little more, to make them, you know, just enjoy life. Why do people even want to be in relationships? Is to make life more enjoyable, more entertaining, you know? There's so many ways to demonstrate self-love for yourself and to take care of yourself. Even doing a hair mask like I did today, that's an act of love for myself. Taking the time to really write what I've been thinking and talk to myself and ask myself questions every day. That's how you start, really. Checking in on yourself is really as important as checking in on a loved one, as checking in on your partner, as checking in on your kids, as checking in on everybody else in your life. You have to act. You almost have to act like yourself is a third person, as a third person. Have I checked in with Diandra yet? And if I sound insane, I sound insane. I sound insane, but it's true. It's very true. I had a little bit of an itch. Did you guys drink water yet? I know I just started talking randomly. Not randomly, I guess it all ties into the episode, the first episode, but drink water. Always drink water, guys. Everything you do in this life, and I'm sorry if you were listening on your AirPods and you just heard my voice got really loud, but everything you do in your life has to be to benefit yourself in some type of way. I'm not saying anything in a negative way. I'm saying the best positive intentional way possible, right? the job that you have has to benefit yourself intellectually in some way, or in your strength or some way, or just some way. Everything that you do in every single day has to really have an outcome that is beneficial for yourself, right? When you're on this journey of self-love, you almost kind of push away negative things. You set boundaries. Boundaries come with it. You stand up for yourself. You're more assertive. And the people that are not gonna like that, and there will be people that won't like that, and there will be changes in your life. But guess what? Those connections weren't real, because connections with people that don't like and don't respect your boundaries that you have set, those are bullshit connections. Those were bullshit connections. Those are not meant to go with you on where you're going. They're not meant to. Let me just tell you. Let me be the first person to tell you. If you haven't heard this before, I mean, you come first. You come first. You come first in every aspect of your life. Not your kids, not your family. Not even God. You come first. Now, I am a very faithful person to myself, right? I have faith. I have blind faith, even. I mean, I sound insane sometimes with the things I've been talking about for me. But it's because of my faith. Now, I'm not religious, but I do have faith. So that means I have faith in myself. Does that make sense? So you almost have to have this blind faith on yourself, and that doesn't come from night to day. That comes from a lot of conversations and sounding absolutely crazy, cray cray, Looney Tunes. I think Teffy says that, Looney Tunes. You sound Looney Tunes. You almost have to sound Looney Tunes to have this complete blind faith in yourself that you are going to work out, and everything will work out, and everything will come to you effortlessly, and what is meant for you will never ever pass you by. These things are all of it is a part of self-love. All of it. Absolutely all of it. So you're and what and another great point that comes with self-love is really not only setting your boundaries, but really sticking to your own approval. When you're having these conversations with yourself, what do you honestly think about yourself? Are you proud of yourself, of how far you've come? How do you talk to yourself on the day-to-day basis? All of these things help with your journey to self-love and continue to add to your self-love. How you talk to yourself, how you respond to your questions, what kind of questions you're asking yourself. Are you really asking yourself questions about yourself, or questions about that guy or that girl or they or your family or other things around you, other circumstances that you cannot control? There is a reason that we can only control ourselves. That ties into what I said at the beginning. Your only responsibility is to take care of yourself. Oh, you saw how I tied that at the beginning? Yeah. Everything I'm saying ties into that self-love that you have to create and cultivate every day. A couple that has been married happily. Married for 50 years, 10 years, 20 years, or anything will tell you that if you don't cultivate that love will die. That's the same thing with your self-love. It's the same thing with your self-love. If you don't cultivate that love will die. I sometimes wonder why children are so free to be themselves, and I really believe that children really, really like themselves. They really do. The children that I have encountered in my life, and it hasn't been that many, are really so free and so themselves. And for whatever reason, or many, many reasons, we kind of lose that about ourselves throughout the years that go by. But the self-love journey, it always ties back into that inner child that you have with yourself. Those initial desires that you had in your life. It always goes back. And let me tell you something. If you desire something in your heart, it's because there is a version out there already living that version of yourself. If you have a desire to be an ice skater, it's because you have what it takes to be an ice skater. I don't have the desire of being an ice skater. My desires are completely different than yours. That's why I can't do the work for you. Now, I can give you tips. I can tell you what I've done. I can talk to you all day. But at the end of the day, only you can do the work. I have heard people say around me, you know, and trigger warning, because this is a depressive thought. But I have heard people say, you know, Diandra, I just wish I didn't have to do all of this work. I just wish somebody else could do this work for me. I'm sorry to say, and I'm happy to say, that no one can do the work but yourself on self-love, self-improvement, self-development. It all starts with self-love, and only you can find that love. Only you have that love inside of you, and it is inside of you. First, you wouldn't even been listening to me all this time. It's been like 12, 13 minutes now. You wouldn't even been listening to me talk all this time if there wasn't love inside of you to work on, to improve on. Not even improve, to build on. Imagine a world where you enjoy the mundane activities in life, because life isn't about vacations. Life isn't in vacations. Life isn't in your next trip. Life isn't in your birthday party. Life isn't in the dinner. Life is how you walk in your front door and greet your spouse. Life is how you brush your teeth in the morning. Life is in every single day activities. Pet peeve of DJ is to be out somewhere and the person's like, oh, like on vacation, the person next to me is like, oh, I don't want to go home. I don't want to do this. What? No. That's your life. Live in the present moment. Enjoy your life. The love is in you to build on. Imagine a life where you love waking up. You love picking out your outfit for the day. You love brushing your teeth. You love taking a nice shower. You even turn that shower all the way cold. It's kind of just like, you know, a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. Because it's just fun. It's like, oh, today I'm gonna take a bath. Imagine a life where you're just happy to be in the present and you accept the present. Everything in your life is temporary, sweetheart. Everything. You're happy right now? Temporary. You're sad right now? Temporary. You're depressed right now? Temporary. You're happy right now? Everything is temporary. You're at your age only one time in your life. Everything you do is unique. Everything. Everything. Enjoy your life. Build on yourself. Learn things. Add knowledge to your brain. Make a nice place to live in. Love yourself. Give yourself love. And watch how the relationships you have around you will give you love back. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you learned something.